Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Nicole Galinas back on the show. Nicole's a longtime, 9-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and contributing editor to City Journal, the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington, which is something you've heard me talk about a lot on the show. And she's our good friend, Nicole Galinas. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, 9 years. Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
How about that? 9 years, huh?
What happened to my 9 years?
I know. Well, I'm glad you're here. And
me too.
And as we look around the globe, there's a lot of financial distress, isn't there? There's Greece, continuing to be like some kind of a series, like a bad reality TV series that keeps coming going on. China's stock market's collapsing. The government is coming, literally exposing itself as propping up its own economy. And then right here in our own hemisphere, we got Puerto Rico. So we got a lot of things that have implications for small business owners out here on Main Street, don't they?
Sure.
So talk to us about Greece.
Well, I think the thing that all of these things have in common is we have to let the markets work, and mm-hmm. we're not doing that. You know, no one ever mm-hmm. wants to do that. It's fine. It's understandable that China doesn't want to let the markets work. You know, this is a regime that has always wanted to control what the marketplace does, very, very state-directed capital.
Right.
So when they're faced with a stock market collapse, they don't want what has to happen, and just let the stock market fall back to where it should be, and so people can have this correction and move on. They want to try to prop it up, and it's not going to work over the long time. You know, the market is stronger than even the Chinese government. But
well, since you mentioned China first there, what's been interesting about China to me, and we had Gordon Chang on yesterday talking about this, what's been interesting to me about this is more than ever before, the Chinese government is exposing itself as the de facto puppeteer behind the economy. You know, for a long time, they tried to act like there was real capitalism going on over there and, you know, cities were being built, et cetera, et cetera, and putting capitalism out front as if this was the new face of China. We now know that that wasn't true.
Sure, and we don't define things very well. You know, the Pope is going out there saying he hates capitalism. Well, a lot of the versions of capitalism, I can see why he doesn't like them. You know, the story mm-hmm. about China kicking out all of these nomadic farmers and taking
right.
their land and putting them in these horrible concrete block towers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this capitalism or is there something else? If people think of that as capitalism,
it's not.
I can see why they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, China at least has an excuse. They're China. They never trusted the free markets. We don't have that excuse, whether in the U.S. with Puerto Rico or in Western Europe with how they're treating Greece. And you know, what has to happen with Greece and Puerto Rico, really the same thing as in China. You know, people took a risk, and they took a very bad risk, and they're going to have to end up losing some of their money. If you
mm-hmm.
lent money to Greece, whether you're a private investor, although there aren't many of those left because the Western European governments bailed them out, or
right.
you're the IMF and the European Central Bank and European Commission, all of whom lent Greece tens of billions of dollars, they lent money to a country that was insolvent,
mm-hmm.
and that is not wise.
And instead of letting them go insolvent and taking a haircut, they continue to prop it up. Greece has been going on for 5 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous that this has been going on for, you know, the first rumbles came in 2009, and then they've been talking about how to fix Greece for five mm-hmm. years now. And what the problem is, well, one of the problems is very simple. They borrowed far, far more money
yep.
than they can ever pay back. And, you know, they are going to have to take a real write down on their debt, meaning they're going to have to.
The big problem is Greece didn't want to change.
Sure, Greece, and you shouldn't lend money
to change.
Yeah, you shouldn't lend money to a country that doesn't want to change. You know,
and the other issue is, as we go to this break, Nicole, the other issue is the European Union didn't want Greece to drop out of the union, so that's another reason why they've been propping them up, isn't it?
Sure, and it was not a good idea to have a currency union without
right.
some way of dealing with these issues that
right.
people thought lending to Greece was just
right.
like lending to Germany. That's
right, exactly.
Not true.
That's well said. Quick break, right back with Nicole Galinas after these messages. Ponytail, stay with us.
Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.